Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is absolutely on fire. Welcome back to the show. So much to tell you about today. First of all, Trump candidates won big in New Hampshire last night. To my knowledge, that was the only state with any sort of major primary yesterday, and I believe that's the last one. That's about it. And it was a big, big win. A big, big win. Two big, big wins, matter of fact. Really amazing stuff. Trump endorsed Caroline Leavitt, runs away with a primary win, despite $5 million in smear ads by Kevin McCarthy and the GOP establishment. Trump-endorsed Caroline Leavitt is the winner. She is, I believe, 25 years old. She will become the youngest congresswoman in the history of the United States if she wins in the general election. Trump wins again, despite millions in smear ads by Kevin McCarthy and the establishment. And then in New Hampshire Senate race, former General Don Bolduc, I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it, it looks like Bolduc or Bolduc, wins New Hampshire primary for U.S. Senate, despite that name. What a strange name. I guess it's pronounced Bolduc. Maybe that might be Bolduc, B-O-L-D-U-C. Don Bolduc, General, wins New Hampshire primary for U.S. Senate, despite 4.1 million in attack ads linked to Mitch McConnell. And Trump posts congratulations to Army General Don Bolduc. Bolduc. He won his primary for the U.S. Senate last night, and he was the Trump candidate, and Caroline Leavitt for Congress was the Trump candidate, and millions spent by the two people I keep telling you I hate, I despise, they're horrible, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, and they spent their millions, and our candidates won, as usual, Trump endorsed candidates or Trump-like candidates are the choice of the people almost every single time. The biggest problem we have is when the non-Trump candidate is endorsed by Trump. That's the biggest problem that Trump MAGA America First Republicans have. Trump sometimes endorses the wrong people because he says they raise the most money or they're backed by some establishment loser that catches his ear for 5 minutes and they convince him that's the only guy that can win in the general election, and Trump endorsed them, not realizing that they're anti-Trump. And that happens all the time. But other than that, every time Trump candidates run against establishment candidates, we win. Some news that you need to know. I've been talking about this for days, and the average news media has never even mentioned it. We are days away from a disaster that potentially could absolutely collapse the entire American economy. America is just days away from a total rail shutdown as a nationwide strike looms. I mean, the disasters are everywhere. I've been telling you this for so long. There's so many black swans that after a while, it's not a black swan. You might start looking for a white swan because all that's around is nothing but black swans. When you put them together, it's just blackness, darkness. It'd be nice to find a white swan once in a while. There are black swan, of course, is that kind of a saying made up in Wall Street to describe something really bad that could drop down on the economy, and they call it a black swan event. And I could tell you right now, by the end of this week, more than 100,000 railroad workers across America are slated to walk off the job as part of a nationwide freight rail strike that's been brewing for months. There's also a UPS strike. There's also the largest private sector nurses strike in history. This is all going down at the exact same time. And we'll see. I mean, it may not happen. They may negotiate at the last minute, a stalemate or maybe a cooling off period or somebody wins and it's over. Officials of the Biden regime are in talks right now with others in the transportation industry, including truckers, shippers, and air freight, to forge contingency plans for when the rail shutdown materializes. At this point, I guess they're saying it's inevitable. Loss of rail service will deliver a massive blow to our fragile and failing supply chain and an economy that's failing as well. And Biden's people are trying to come up with an alternate solution. Nearly 30% of all U.S. freight moves via rail. Half of that is bulk commodities such as energy, meaning coal or gas, oil, but food, chemicals, metals, wood products. And the other half is shipping containers filled with consumer goods. So if the strike ensues as planned, the U.S. economy will lose $2 billion per day in supply chain disruptions, an absolute disaster for the Democrat Party heading into the midterms, but a disaster for America as well. So normally I'd say I'm rooting for it. I'd like to see it happen, but not if it's going to destroy the American economy and my companies and my business. No, I don't want it to happen, but it sure would be nice to see Biden destroyed once and for all heading into the midterms. But some more notes on that. Rail union rejects deal to prevent strike planned for this Friday, September 16th. This just in. They just rejected the deal. Another developing story, Amtrak has canceled all long-distance trains starting September 15th. That's tomorrow. Today is Wednesday the 14th. That is tomorrow. Amtrak has canceled all long-distance trains starting Thursday, September 15th as a national rail strike looms. I mean, this is a nightmare. You know, today, just today, 5,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers District 19 voted to reject a proposed agreement. So this is the disaster of all disasters that is hanging over the head of the good old United States of America. Some more big news stories. Foreign-born population of the United States grows to the highest level in history under Joe Biden. The total foreign-born population in the United States is now 46.8 million under the Biden administration, according to just-released census figures. The numbers include both illegal and legal immigration. But remember something. They're not showing you all the illegal. Right? All the illegals do not register with the census. They're scared of being deported if they register. They hide. So when they say there's 46.8 million, you better add at least 10 million on that, maybe 20 million. So there could be 56 or 66 million foreign-born population in the United States, including illegals and legal foreigners. During the past year alone, 2 million foreign-born residents have been added to the population. So it's just what's happening to our country is the destruction of the United States of America and the great replacement theory. They're replacing you and I as legal residents of this country. And perfect timing for this story. New York City is deporting illegal aliens bused from Texas to New York City, and they're sending them via bus to Florida. Oh, my gosh. So if illegals are so great, and in Chicago, by the way, the governor of Illinois is calling out National Guard to deal with the situation of illegals being bused in from Texas. So if illegal aliens are so great, then why are you busing them to Florida from New York? Why doesn't New York welcome them with open arms if they're so great? And if they're so wonderful, why do you need the National Guard to guard them and contain them? Huh? Answer that for me. How come Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and everybody else has, well, Harry Reid's dead now, but they all had and have walls around their mansions? Why? How come you don't want the illegal aliens to come into your home? Why don't you welcome them in without walls No borders. Let's just invite all the illegals into the big homes in Beverly Hills and Malibu and Bel Air and Scarsdale and Great Neck and the Upper East Side of Manhattan and the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Why not? Just let all the illegals in. But no, you're calling out the National Guard and you're busing them from big blue cities to red Florida. Why? Don't you want them? If they're so great, why don't you want them? And if a few illegals, I'm talking like a couple of thousand, causes you to lose your mind and call out the National Guard, and if a couple of thousand illegals causes you to bust them away because they're so terrible, what do you think the border states, which are basically red states, Arizona, Texas, what are they supposed to do with millions of illegals, by the way? So this brings up all kinds of interesting points. And by the way, what about the cost of all these illegals? Americans spent more on taxes last year than food, health care, education, and clothing combined. More on taxes in the United States than food, health care, education, and clothing combined. And by the way, that's all Republicans. Democrats don't pay taxes. Most Democrats don't even work, for God's sakes. They don't even work. They live on welfare and food stamps, so they're not paying taxes. Illegal aliens certainly aren't paying much in the way of taxes, if anything. Maybe some sales taxes. They sure aren't paying income taxes or property taxes. So the people who pay the taxes that work are the ones who work the most and the hardest in America, and those are all Republicans. And they're spending more on taxes in the last year than food, health care, education, and clothing combined. Yet Democrats want to add 87,000 new IRS agents. Why? To come after the people that work for a living and get even more money from us, to suck us dry like a frickin' vampire. That's what they want, to steal every last penny that every one of us works our fingers to the bones for. That's what the Democrat Party stands for. That's what the ads for the Republican Party should be showing. That you work all day, your money is wasted and thrown away and given to Ukraine and wasted on welfare and food stamps and lazy bums who don't want to work and criminals and illegal aliens. All right, Wayne Allyn Root. RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever... Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Lister Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Lister Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. insurance to buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Roots on Fire. Welcome back to the show. There's so many stories I want to bring to you. I'm searching through my papers here because there's just so much going on. I do want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Engineer Tax Services. If you own a small or medium-sized business, I hope you are listening. Listen up. You've got nothing to lose here because when you mention Wayne Root, you're going to get a free no-cost analysis, a free no-cost analysis. You're going to call them and you're going to tell them about your business and how much money you make, and they're going to tell you very quickly whether they can save you money or not. If they can't, you didn't lose a penny. You lost, 10 minutes of time. But if they can save you money, it's worth it to join Engineered Tax Services. They are this amazing company that finds lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations, and they apply them to small businesses, mom-and-pop businesses like yours. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. They're tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists that performed millions of tax services for the little guys, and they save regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant. They will find you all these lucrative tax credits that never go to small business. Your accountant doesn't have time or doesn't even know about them. They do. Call Engineer Tax Services. They will work with your CPA. Get a free no-cost analysis when you tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-236-6519. 800-236-6519. Or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. So I've always argued there's so much racism. I've always said, look, there are white people that are racist. I get that here or there, but it's very rare. And if you ever did a undercover, like a Project Veritas video, undercover with like a group of
black Americans, you would hear plenty of racist things if they thought nobody white was listening and they didn't know cameras were rolling. And I'm being proven right every single day. How did I know? Because I went to an all-black middle school and all-black high school, and I heard such horrible things coming out of the mouths of my black classmates about white people and the things they yelled at me and other whites and some of the violence they committed against us. Don't act like everybody of one race is bad and everybody of another race is perfect and angelic, because it's a freaking lie. So here's a good example. Department of Defense equity chief goes dark on social media after Fox News Digital reports on his anti-white posts. So let's see, who is this person? Let me just dig into this for a minute. A diversity chief at the Department of Defense Education Wing went dark after Fox News Digital found that she posted disparaging posts about white people on Twitter. Her name is Calissa Wing. She described herself on Twitter as a woke administrator. She published tweets calling white people Karens a derogatory word, and then said, I'm exhausted with these white folks in these sessions. She was holding sessions. This lady actually had the caudacity, as in, instead of audacity, it's Caucasian audacity, white people audacity, caudacity to say that black people can be racist too. I had to stop the session and give Karen the business. We are not the majority. We don't have power. Caudacity is a slang term used to describe audacity demonstrated by white people. See, I figured that out. On another occasion, we responded to a user who said, I'm exhausted by 99% of the white men in education and 95% of the white women. Where can I get a break from white nonsense? And Wing responded, if another Karen tells me about her feelings, I might lose it. In another post, she responded to a user who criticized the Department of Defense's diversity chief article demanding all teachers take part in dismantling racial oppression. And Wing responded to the users, bye-bye, Karen. Wings referred to former President Trump as the white boy version of a Karen and former Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos as the queen of Karens. So you're talking about an anti-white racist that is, important in the Obama administration. You know, self-described woke chief of diversity. She's an Army veteran, by the way, and the current Department of Education chief, current chief of the DOD's education activity. So you're just talking about racism. If you ever got all these people alone, I don't mean black people, I mean everybody in Obama's government, especially white liberals, if you ever got them alone in a room and you had a camera rolling like Project Veritas does, you would find that black Democrats and white liberal Democrats hate white people with a passion like you've never seen. And just in the last few days, you should see the things that we've caught Democrats saying. Democrat senator from Hawaii, Mazie Hirono, issued a call to arms against pro-life Americans on the Senate floor. I'll get to that when we get back. Democrat Senate candidate Tim Ryan from Ohio told MSNBC the country needs to kill the extremist Republican movement. He used the word kill. These people are murderers. You know that a Democrat elected official in Las Vegas just murdered an investigative journalist for the Las Vegas newspaper. These people want to kill us deep down.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
War now!
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
British officials say mourners looking to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth could face a 10-mile-long line. Massive crowds have descended on London to view the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall, which will last for 4 days. The Queen's funeral is set for Monday. President Biden is cheering the growth of electric vehicles in the United States.
Companies have announced new investments of more than $36 billion in electric vehicles and $48 billion in batteries manufacturing here in the U.S.
Speaking in Detroit, Biden calling himself a car guy, he praised the labor union workforce behind building the EVs. A Chicago jury on Wednesday convicted R. Kelly of multiple child pornography charges in the second federal trial looking into sexual assault allegations against him. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
back to the show. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You can use the promo code WAR at MyPillow.com to save up to 66% on MyPillow products. New all-season My Slippers, which I love. I wear them everywhere around my house, and I even take the dog for walks in them because they are so comfortable and so good-looking. And MyPillow dog beds, Bubba is just, he just loves it. He just will not leave the bed in the morning. He used to run around the house at 6 in the morning and jump up in the bed and lick my face and wake me up, and now he sleeps in that bed. He collapses down into the bed, and he just looks like the happiest dog in the world till like 9 o'clock in the morning. Until you feed him, he doesn't want to get out of the bed. He's become a Democrat. MyPillow has made Bubba a lazy Democrat. The 100-pound golden doodle is now a Democrat. MyPillow's pillows, MyPillow mattress tops, MyPillow towels, beds, bed sheets, beach towels, beach blankets, travel pillows, they've got them all at up to 66% off. And the best part is, you get a great price, you're getting the highest quality products, but you know you're giving your money to patriots, right? I wrote the book on this, The Great Patriot Protest, the boycott book, and I said you got to boycott the liberal companies and the liberal CEOs. Don't give them money. Well, giving Mike Lindell money, who the FBI came after yesterday and followed and surrounded and grabbed his phones for no reason. The whole thing's a joke. This whole country is becoming a Nazi Gestapo state. It's just so embarrassing. I'm a Jew, and I could say that. It really does remind me of Nazi Germany and Gestapo. It's what they're doing and the arrests they're making and the phones they're taking and the raids they're doing. But listen, he is a patriot, Mike Lindell. He owns MyPillow, and you absolutely should. If you're going to buy something that you normally would buy anyway, buy it from MyPillow to give the money to a patriot. Promo code WAR at MyPillow.com or go to MyPillow.com/WAR up to 66% off. My guest, Liz Peek, is here. She's an economic expert, a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, welcome back to the Wade L. Root Show. How are you?
Oh, I'm terrific. Thanks so much for having me.
Everyone always asks me how I am, and I always answer, if the country was as good as me, everything would be great, but the country is not. So I'm great. The country's screwed. Two different things. So before we get to your latest column in Fox News, I want to talk about Biden celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act. How bad did that look when it was a horrible report that made the stock market go down over 1,200 points, and NASDAQ was the worst day since the middle of the COVID pandemic, and yet he was celebrating as if he didn't know how bad the report was. How dumb, how delusional, or how much dementia does this guy really have?
Well, obviously, this was, I really thought it was probably the worst political misstep I've ever seen. I mean, it was just extraordinary that the split screen, which we were all watching, of the financial markets tanking on one side, and Joe Biden yelling, which is his new preferred volume level, about how the Inflation Reduction Act is great for all the people. I could not believe it. And actually, I thought about this obviously a lot because it was such a stunning miscue from a White House, by the way, in which most everybody has only done politics in their life. And I'm astonished always how bad they are at politics, at messaging, et cetera. And this is a good example of that. But I also think it's sort of worth thinking about the fact that clearly what happened here is they were so convinced that the CPI number was going to be a good one, a positive one, showing inflation coming down, that they banked, they rolled the dice, and they had this event. A smarter person would have said, well, we don't know what the number is going to be, and if it isn't good, maybe we should have a different speech. You know, I mean, they could still have this gathering, and they could still celebrate the legislation passing, I guess, but they could have at least toned down the idiotic, ambling speech that he gave, celebrating the bill, which we all know isn't going to reduce inflation. But they're so, I guess the point of this is, it occurred to me today that they are buying their own baloney. I mean, they believe that his stuff is working.
Right.
They believe that inflation's coming down. Now, I got to say, Wall Street's leading economist, a guy I know well, and I like him extremely well, Ed Hyman, I think he's very smart, he really was on board with the inflation cooling story, and he put out a thing yesterday afternoon saying basically, oops, this was massively disappointing. But then he doubled down today, and I think the reason they got it so wrong is obviously because gasoline prices were down 11% month to month. That's a pretty big helpful thing. And the dollar was enormously strengthened over the last several months, which very much helps with import prices. And the growth of the money supply just fell apart, I mean, completely plummeted. So there were a lot of reasons, and some commodities came down, etc. A lot of reasons to be optimistic. But again, only a fool would have set that whole thing up with no backstop, with no second possibility, you know, because these numbers fluctuate all over the place, and, you know, who knew?
Well, they could have planned it and then waited till after the report came out, you know, for an hour to decide whether to have it or to cancel it. That's what you normally would do rather than have egg on your face. But, you know, look, I have a great friend, Kip Herridge, who's the most brilliant financial guru I know. And he relies, I believe, on this Ed, what is it, Hyman? Is that his name?
Ed Hyman, yeah. He's at ISI. He had his own firm, and now it's part of ISI Evercore.
And he always talks about his reports to me and says that, Wayne, you're wrong. The economy is not doing that badly. And I'm like, you know what? Your guy may be brilliant, but he's not as smart as I am because I live in the real world. I'm not an economist. I just am a guy who lives in the real world, runs a small business, listens to my clients, listens to my fans, and we're in the middle of a disaster. I'm telling you, it's getting worse every single day. Nobody middle class can afford to pay the bills anymore or pay the rent or the mortgage anymore because of the rising cost of inflation. So I don't really care, Liz, if it goes down 0.8% or 1% this month versus last month. I'm telling you, gas is still too much, and groceries are through the roof. I go to the store, and you put eight things in your cart, and it's $130. What are you kidding me? How does someone with four kids survive? I have no idea. No idea.
I think that's right. That, you know, I mean, we're all parsing the numbers and looking at this and that. The truth is, it's just too high. And I think.
Right.
What we're seeing and what is alarming to people, rightly so, is that inflation has indeed become embedded in the economy. Wages, according to the Atlanta Fed, were up 6.7% in August. That is what is the big driver of sort of persistent inflation. You know, your employees at your small business look at the grocery store bill they just got, and they come to you and they say, hey, I need a raise. You give them a raise, and then you have to raise your prices to compensate for that raise, and it kind of goes round and round.
Well,
we're
forget
in the
employee.
Midst of that.
Liz, forget the employees. How about my ex-wife? Are you kidding me? You know, you pay a big alimony payment, all of a sudden they can't make it on that big alimony payment because everything costs twice as much. So now they're leaning on you to say, well, can you pay me twice as much more? And you're like, what? Are you out of your mind? I don't make twice as much more. How am I going to give you twice as much more? It's a disaster at every level. I'm telling you that consumers are going to stop spending very soon. I just saw there's a report out. You know, I don't go by the fancy stuff that Hyman goes. I go by the more, to me, the more important thing is there was a report out. The number one largest appliance maker in the world says business is dramatically down. People aren't buying washing machines and dishwashers and, you know, and dryers and refrigerators. That's a sign we're headed into a horrible recession. So I don't know what Ed Hyman looks like, but I know I look at the real world with middle class people, and I'm telling you, they can't make it anymore. So it's a bad situation.
I think we're seeing some of that. I also think we're seeing some softness in the labor market around the edges. I mean, that has been, you know, you have to say there has been a very strong demand for labor. People can get a job if they want one. I think the biggest issue, at least one of the biggest issues that the country confronts, is that there are just too few people working. There are not enough people looking for work.
No kidding.
Too many people still on the sidelines. Too many, and unfortunately or fortunately, what's going to happen because of inflation and costs going up, some of those people are going to have to come back to work, and that won't be all bad for the economy, but it's not great for them, I have to say.
Well, and I left something out. I just realized I was very remiss because whenever I talk about people can't afford things anymore, I always say it's because of groceries and gas. But what I forgot is electricity bills.
Yeah,
they're through the
huge.
Roof. You know, I'm doing my taxes now because I always file late, right? So I file on October 15th. So I'm in the middle of doing my taxes. So I superimpose this year's on last year's. In other words, I have a sheet on my computer and it says, you know, 2020, and it says electric bill July. And now I move it to 2021 and I erase the old old number, put in the new number, and every single month in 2021, my electric bill was skyrocketed over 2020. Now in 2022, it's skyrocketed over 2021. So this green energy obsession with climate change will destroy and wipe out any chance that anyone could survive the groceries and the gas prices, because the electric prices are even worse. So there's a lot of things out there that Ed Hyman's of the world don't understand, and I'm telling you, there's no way these people are going to make it. The average person is not going to make it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens, but it is not a good situation. Unfortunately, the ratcheting up of interest rates is going to make it just that much more difficult for everybody. So,
And by the way, what if there's a nationwide rail strike? It seems like it's a foregone conclusion. It starts on Friday. Now, again, I don't know. Maybe they'll have a last-minute settlement and everything will be okay. We all know that, you know, unions are pro-Biden, so maybe they won't do this to the country.
I know. But I honestly, I cannot imagine that with Marty Walsh at the head of the Labor Department and Joe Biden having gone to extreme levels to promote unions, I can't imagine that we'll have this strike. I mean, in my more cynical self, I think that he's going to swoop in at the last minute and save the day,
maybe.
And that'll be a big win for the Biden White House.
Maybe, but Amtrak's canceled all long-distance travel as of tomorrow, assuming that there will be a nationwide rail strike, so it doesn't look good. Liz, can you stay through the break and give me one more segment?
Sure, of course.
I want to talk about your column at Fox News about Biden versus Trump. Let's talk about when we get back. Liz Peek has a lot to say about who Biden's running against. It sure seems to be Trump. Wayne Allyn-Root will be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots is on fire. The country sure seems to be on fire. The whole world seems to be on fire. I expect China to invade Taiwan sometime in the next year. Could be tomorrow, could be a year from now, but I'm telling you, they're going to make the move on Taiwan. And when they do, we're going to get sucked into something approaching World War III. Disaster. Lots of black swan events out there, and that massive rail strike that could start 48 hours from now is probably the scariest one that hangs over our head at this very moment. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Goldgate Capital, because as these black swans appear, guess what? You have to have some insurance. And gold is financial insurance. Gold and silver are, you know, what goes up if everything else goes down. That's the theory. And for thousands of years, it's held true. So I would believe that gold and silver would be something good for everyone to have in their portfolio. And Goldgate Capital is the official gold dealer and silver dealer of this show, the Wayne L. Root Show. They sell physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, your SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Goldgate Capital makes it very easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. Tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you. They'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Who does that? Who gives you $15,000 in free silver, and who buys the metals back from you when the day comes you want to sell? And they guarantee they'll buy it. So you got, you know, nothing to worry about. Give them a call. 855-770-GOLD is a hell of a deal. 855-770-GOLD or go to goldgatecapital.com. So we've got Liz Peek on the line with us, economic expert, columnist for Fox News and the Hill website, LizPeek.com. Liz, you had a column recently at FoxNews.com titled Biden Battles Trump for the Soul of the Nation because Democrats can't run on Biden's failed policies. Tell us about your theory.
Well, look, I mean, I think some people out there must be kind of confused thinking that Donald Trump is making more headlines than Joe Biden, and surely he must be on the ballot somewhere, and guess what, he's not. But this is a surefire way, Democrats think, to fire up their base, to get people to turn out at the midterm elections, because as you know, the midterm elections are all about who shows up. And, you know, up until very recently, the Democrats had absolutely nothing to campaign on. It's hard to really, I was thinking about this today, it's pretty hard to come up with a single issue, a single area of governance where they are doing well. I mean, the economy, No, the economy has had two down quarters in a row. Joe Biden inherited an economy growing at 6%. Democrats went crazy with spending. The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget came out yesterday and said that Biden, for all the talk of deficit reductions and all this celebration of lower deficits, he's actually increased our deficits over the next 10 years by $4.8 trillion.
Of course.
That is above and beyond all the COVID spending in 2020. This is Biden's doing. And, of course, all of the claims he's making about saving the country money and better deficits and so forth was
not
before
true.
He canceled student debt, which is, you know, another $1 trillion. So, I mean, the economy is a disaster, getting worse, as you point out. The border is a mess. People are not safe in their communities, particularly in Democrat-run cities, and he is totally behind all of the weakening of policing and law enforcement that has led to that. I mean, it's really, Democrats can't run with Joe Biden. They don't want to run on his record. They know he's a failure. I mean, his approval ratings have been below Donald Trump for much of the last 6 months, and supposedly, Donald Trump was an unbearably unpopular president, so, you know, that makes Joe Biden even worse. So what are they doing? They're running against Donald Trump and this whole bogeyman of MAGA Republicans. Well, by their definition, MAGA Republicans are extremists. What are we extreme about? Well, we want, you know, a secure border. We want safe streets. We want stable prices. What they're yelling and screaming about seems to me completely indefensible. So, you know, I think it's a really cheesy tactic, but it's working. And, of course, Donald Trump can't stand not rising to the bait. So he has inserted himself into a number of races. We'll see if that turns out to have been a good thing to do or not. But I think it's really just a testament to how incredibly shallow their reservoir of achievement is, that they have to spend their entire election season going after Donald Trump.
Yeah, I thought the biggest thing in the news that was worthy of all of us just going, oh my gosh. You know, when you realize we've spent or given $100 billion to Ukraine, and then at the same time that's happening, the Pentagon told soldiers this week that if you can't make ends meet, apply for food stamps.
Yeah. That
right?
was unbelievable.
I mean, why do we give $100 billion to Ukraine? It doesn't make any sense at all. You want to give $1 billion, you want to give $100 million. But $100 billion at this point, when you could use some portion of that to reduce poverty for black Americans, and some portion of that could be used to help soldiers avoid food stamps, it just doesn't make sense to me, Liz. Not $100 billion. But music's on. We got to run. Her latest columns at Fox News, Biden Battles Trump for Soul of the Nation. Go check it out. Liz Peek, we love having her on, economic expert. Her website, LizPeek.com. You can find her at Fox News and The Hill. Liz, have yourselves a great day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
God bless. Bye-bye. Wayne Allyn. We'll be back. Hour number two, as well as Lindell TV coming up. We'll see you in a sec. Lindell TV's at frankspeech.com. And then you click on Lindell TV 2, and there's Wayne Allyn. I'll be right back with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.